The Four Insights Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to the second edition of the Fall in Fives radio show. There was a theme to the first one, but for now I'm just going to go with what I hope is just an interesting blend of fall and fall-related music. My good friend Caroline McKenzie described it as the fall's expanded universe, which is a pretty spot-on description of what I'm going for. Right, let's kick off with some war.
Hey, 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 hey.
First up was the Falls version of War from the live album In the City, recorded at the Roadhouse in Manchester in March 1995. This is amongst the best of the Falls live LPs, in my opinion, although it's pretty hard to track down these days. Discogs suggest it'll set you back about £30, which is at least a bit more reasonable than the £361 that Amazon's inscrutable algorithm comes up with. It was followed by the original War by 70s experimental outfit Henry Cow, taken from their 1975 album In Praise of Learning. When the Fall came to record their studio version, which appeared on Middle Class Revolt, nobody could lay their hands on the original, so it was constructed entirely from Smith's memory. And it shows, although it's still a great inventive cover. Now, I'm sure that many of you watched King Rocker, the recent documentary about the Nightingales.
Simple drum patterns. In the studio, band leader Robert Lloyd explained that once the initial basic components of the song were in place, the band created an arrangement, usually based around lyrics he had written or would ad-lib later. He told me that the group saw themselves as somewhat superior to other combos of the same ilk, explaining that others tend to have what he described as their sound, which he derisively said they just knock off 3-minute chunks of. The Nightingales, he claimed, were more varied in their approach to music making. This I found rather arrogant, all the more so when he boasted that his group believed they were sonically more interesting than most. I asked for further explanation, and with his band playing in the background, he said, "Well, an old trick we usually use on each album is for the band to go quieter and quieter two-thirds of the way through the number while I mumble something over the top. Then I give them some kind of verbal or hand signal and they go loud again. It's always a crowd pleaser, so we might as well do it now."
The That was Gale's Dock by the Nightingales, a song that featured in the excellent documentary King Rocker, made by Michael Cumming and renowned Fall fan Stuart Lee. The film included a brief contribution from Darren Garrett, who, as well as being a member of the band, provided drums and backing vocals for The Fall between 2013 and 2015. Now to one of Smith's favourite bands.
Baby.
That was Blonde, an early instrumental take of Coach and Horses from the Reformation post-TLC album. Blonde appeared on the expanded version of the album that was released last year. Before that, you heard Deadly Doris by Can from the compilation The Lost Tapes. It was recorded in 1968, so it has Malcolm Mooney on vocals rather than Damo Suzuki, to whom the Fall paid tribute on This Nation's Saving Grace. Here's another MES favourite.
I was born one night about 12 o'clock. I come in this world playing a gold guitar. My papa walk around sticking out his chest. Oh, the mama, this boy, he gonna be a mess. Yeah. Just to hear my little guitar sound. Now some of them said I had what it takes. If I keep on practice, I'd be famous one day. Woo, I'm a mess. I'm a killer dealer. Car drove up with four headlights. Now a man stepped out with a long cigar. He said, "Sign this line and I can make you a star." I said, "So what's in it, man? What's in it for me?" He says, "I play your guitar, son, and wait and see." Here I am. Girls like me, they say it's crazy, sound nice, My first engagement was in Chicago. I played for some people I'd never seen before. It was good too.
We'll be right back.
Beau Dudak from the American I Can Hear the Grass Grow single. This was one of those four tracks that went through more than one iteration of its title, being called Beau Diddley on its first couple of outings and eventually settling as Beau Demic. The influence of Beau Diddley and his trademark five-accent hambone rhythm can be heard on several four tracks, for example Dice Man and Flat of Angles. There can't be many artists who've managed to get their own name into their own song titles as often as Beau Diddley, and the one you heard was Story of Beau Diddley from his 1960 album In the Spotlight. Despite Smith's strong disapproval of fall musicians collaborating with other artists, he had no problem at all with doing it himself. If you follow my Fall in Fives blog, you might have seen a couple of posts I did recently covering MES's collaborations. Here are two rather contrasting examples.
Shut up.
this shop was being filled. A thousand thrills, a thousand things to do. A major kickback is not
Shannon.
Stepping out in style.
Two MES collaborations there. You just heard 70s Night, which appeared on Edwyn Collins' 1997 I'm Not Following You album. And before that was Not Clean by Ghost Digital, a project of Einar Orn of Sugar Cube's fame. And of course it was Einar who organised the Fall's famous trip to Iceland in 1981. Now to the My Favourite Fall Song feature. Last time, Eric Smith chose Noel's Chemical Effluence, and rather randomly, we have a contribution from another Eric, this time Eric Vonk.
Hi, I'm Eric Vonk. I'm 53 years old now. I work in publishing, in sales and logistics for publishing industry. My favourite song would be Eat Yourself Fitter, simply because it was the first song I heard by them. I was aware of the Fall. I had read about them in the papers, but I did not hear them earlier before one Wednesday afternoon, I know it was a Wednesday because that was when VPRO in the Netherlands was broadcasting, and VPRO always had the best alternative music. Anyway, I was cycling to my then girlfriend in the winter. Perverted by Language probably was just released, and I had a Walkman. I didn't have a tape in it. I was listening to the radio, and for one reason or another, they said, and this is a new song by The Fall, and Eat Yourself Fitter came on. I had to stop. This was so different from everything I heard before. I was raised on Top 40. I like punk, you know, the 2.5 minute anthems by The Clash, early Stranglers, Undertones. But this was something new for me. The repetitive drums, the snarling vocals, the fun in it, the humor. It was strange, it was weird, and completely blew me off my bicycle. After that, I got the record the next week or so, and I never looked back.
Said you're too smart for here. Said I'll see the manager. He was the manager.
Eat yourself better.
Up the stairs, mister.
Eat yourself better.
Analytics of God. My type worked out. Analytics on me. The poison render, I grope about. And when I go out, my mind splits, my eyes dot hurt. The musical chairs have been swallowed up by a cuddly group who land and rub off, hoping that whatever it is, I'll land and rub off. To meet ya.
Eat yourself better.
Up the stairs, mister.
Eat yourself better.
Became a recluse. I bought a computer. Set it up in the home. A lucid big one on the screen. Saw the Holy Ghost, I swear, on the screen. Where's the cursor? Where's the eraser? Where's the cursor? Where's the eraser? G-O-H-O-H-O-9-O. 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 H-O-9-O. G-O-H-O. What's a computer?
Eat yourself better.
What's a computer?
Eat yourself better.
Days. Barrett Harrison's, Barrett Harrison's, Barrett Harrison's, Barrett Harrison's.
Eat yourself better!
tells you what? The tape on your bed chip. How do you know the frogs you miss are worse than those you single out? And what do you do when the rental's off and your bottom rack is full of biz? Of programs you will take look at the way they act as a sheer delight. Cardboard copyright, make it right. Panic in Sudan, panic in Wardour, panic in Granada land, panic all over by the wretched time cheaters. And my delight, one starry night, the powers that be, I'll have to meet and have no choice but to eat each other.
Eat yourself bitter.
Eat each other.
Eat yourself bitter.
The secret straight back ogre entered, his brain aflame with all the dreams. It had conjured, it had conjured, it had conjured, it had conjured. Square.
Eat yourself bitter.
Said it purged fear.
Eat yourself bitter.
It's quiet again.
Was a cover of Hotel Blodel by Eric Vonk's own band Ringwald, who you can find on Spotify and YouTube, and many thanks to Eric for his contribution. If you'd like to send a sound clip of a minute or so in length explaining what your favourite Fall track is and why, then please contact me via thefallinfives@mail.com.
Psychiatrists, I give you electroshock. They say they let you live at home with mom and dad instead of mental hospitals. But every time you tried to read a book, you couldn't get to page 17. Cause you forgot where you were, so you couldn't even read. Don't you know they're gonna kill your sons? Don't you know they're gonna they gon' kill your sons until they run away. Mommy phoned me on the phone. She didn't know what to do about that. You took an axe and broke the table. Aren't you glad you're married? And since she got married on the island, and her husband takes the train. He's big and he's fat, and he doesn't even have a brain. They're gonna kill your son. Don't you know they're gonna kill? Kill your sons. I was so sad I didn't even get a letter. All of the drugs that we took, it really was lots of fun. But when they shoot you up with orazine or crystal smoke, you choke like a son of a gun. Don't you know they're gonna kill your sons? Don't you know they're gonna kill your sons? Don't you know they're gonna kill? We'll be right back.
Lou Reed's Kill Your Sons from his Sally Can't Dance album, and you can certainly hear the influence of that song on The Fall's Ketamine Son from The Unutterable. In the first show, I played Noel's Chemical Effluence, one of the two Fall songs to include the word abdominizer in the lyrics. Here's the other one. From the original leaked Country on the Click LP, this is The Past.
You put in my mouth a lot of things that weren't there. A presumption to bring a harvest. The good things soak up through the memory. It's an impure.
Dusty.
Carry that past around.
The truth. The lie.
The lie down liar strikes hard. Your nose is growing full of succulent. Stop collaging your memories. I am not your past. And a cheap video of a 2-pound rack in your lucid brain. You are just buying and driving backgrounder.
Don't drive, don't see, don't lie.
Only humans carry
just
that
buy.
Passed around.
Observe the good, the bad. Ha ha.
The lie down liar strikes back. Your nose is growing through snot and ferment. Pictureless memories dissolve in a panic. Motive, the one can't see oneself, makes you into the intelligent life form that is truth.
Just think, look down, shut
up. Only humans carry that past around.
The truth,
the lie. Strength back. Your neck is growing over. Dead to our arms, like the abdominizers and private investigator molding around, picking up lammers on the west side of the world. Wanna be my one lammer?
I'm going to finish the show with a Fall radio session track, but not one from the John Peel show. As the group began to garner more mainstream acceptance in the mid-80s, they started to record sessions for radio shows other than Peel's, and in August 1984, they appeared on Radio 1's Saturday Live, and from that session, this is Fortress, on this occasion, paired up with Marquee Cha-Cha. Thanks for listening.
I spent time in Nazi consume.
Four in Five Radio Show.